All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're going to be getting into something pretty interesting, I think you'll agree.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is one of the more unique topics we've covered.
So lately, you've probably seen it popping up more and more in your skincare products, snail secretion.
Yeah, exactly. And get this, the global market for this stuff is projected to hit like $770 million next year.
770 million. That's wild. But is it just hype?
Well, that's where we're here to find out, right? That's our mission today, to go beyond all the marketing and really get into the science behind snail secretion to figure out what it is, what it does, and really why it's generating so much buzz.
Okay, so for those just tuning in, what exactly are we talking about when we say snail secretion? I mean, is it just snail slime?
Wait, yeah, basically. It's the mucus that snails and slugs produce. But, and this is important, it's not just one kind of slime. Snails actually produce different types of mucus for different purposes.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, there's mucus that helps them stick to surfaces, right?
Yeah.
And to move around. And then there's another type that protects their bodies, keeps them hydrated.
So like a built-in moisturizer.
Exactly. And what's even more interesting is they release different mucus depending on what they're doing. Like if they're stressed or if they're just cruising along.
Ah, so like a stressed snail and a relaxed snail are going to be leaving different slime trails behind them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, some snails have even more specialized mucus, like for protecting their eggs
Oh, wow.
or even providing structural support. There's this one species in Costa Rica. They use their mucus almost like scaffolding. It's pretty crazy.
A slime scaffold.
Yeah.
Nature is so cool. So in skincare, what kind of snail secretion are we usually seeing?
Great question. Most products use either secretion from the Cryptomphilus ursa snail, also known as SCA, or they'll use the snail's egg extract, which is often labeled as a CAF. And both of these come from the common garden snail.
Okay, the garden snail, so the kind you might find in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. And although they come from the same snail, the fact that they're different forms suggests they might have like unique effects on the skin.
Right, so the snail secretion and then the extract from the eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
So now I'm curious, how do they actually collect this stuff? I mean, it can't be easy, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a process. Generally, though, they let the snails glide over surfaces like mesh screens or even glass, and then they collect the trails they leave behind. And the key here is to use non-harmful methods.
Okay, that makes sense. So nothing that would hurt the snails.
Right. And there are some techniques that involve, gentle stimulation to encourage the snails to produce more mucus. And there are also some patented processes out there like SCA biorepair technology, which specifically, emphasizes their gentle approach to collecting the secretion.
So it's like a little snail spa treatment.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so we've got our snail secretion. Now, what is it about this stuff that makes it so, I don't know, sought after?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. So first of all, snail secretion is mostly water, like 90 to even 99.7%. But the rest of it, the rest is a really complex mixture of components, and a lot of them are actually beneficial for the skin.
Ah, so it's what's in that small percentage that really counts.
Exactly. So you've got things like glycosaminoglycans, which include hyaluronic acid, right?
Yeah.
And these are incredible for
Oh,
hydration.
yeah. Hyaluronic acid, that's like a buzzword in skincare these days.
It's everywhere, and for
Everything.
good reason. Then there are all sorts of proteins and glycoproteins, which help with, things like regeneration and holding in moisture.
So keeping the skin plump and hydrated.
Yeah. And then, you've got the usual suspects, collagen and elastin, which are great for, for firmness and reducing wrinkles, and allantoin, which is known for its soothing properties,
Okay.
and glycolic acid for gentle exfoliation. And we can't forget the antimicrobial peptides.
Right, to help protect against bacteria.
Exactly. And copper peptides, which are awesome for stimulating collagen production and even reducing hyperpigmentation.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about copper peptides.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. And then there are also growth factors, mucins, which are good for moisture and kind of like an extra layer of defense on the skin, and even some trace amounts of metals, believe it or not, which can act as antioxidants.
Wow, that's quite the ingredient list.
Yeah, it's really like a naturally balanced cocktail for your skin.
A cocktail, huh? So how does this the snail secretion cocktail actually work its magic?
Okay, so on a cellular level, it actually encourages certain skin cells called fibroblasts and keratinocytes to regenerate.
So it helps with cell turnover,
Yeah,
basically.
precisely. And then The hyaluronic acid we talked about, that acts like a sponge, drawing in and holding moisture in the skin.
Right, keeping it all plumped up.
Exactly. And then the collagen and elastin contribute to, a smoother, more elastic skin. And the antioxidants there to protect against damage from free radicals.
Free radicals, those are the bad guys.
Yep, those are the ones we want to fight off.
Right.
And there's even evidence that snail secretion can help with pigmentation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems to be able to inhibit melanin production.
Right.
And it also has soothing and even anti-breakout properties.
So snail secretion is like the ultimate multitasker.
Pretty much. And it doesn't stop there. Yeah. It also seems to have some pretty amazing potential for wound healing and tissue repair. Like, they're actually using it in some medical contexts now.
Oh, really? So from wrinkles to wound repair, that's pretty impressive. Is this a recent discovery, though, or have people been using snails for, for healing and skincare for a long time?
You know, it's not as new as you might think. Like way back in ancient Greece, they were already using snails to help with inflammation. Yeah. And there are even records from like medieval times of people using snail preparations for various ailments. And traditional Chinese medicine also used snails for skin issues like wrinkles and dryness. And get this, it was even seen as a sign of wealth to have snails in your skincare routine.
Wow, high-end skincare from the garden. That's interesting.
Right. And then, in more recent times, the rediscovery, so to speak, is often attributed to Chilean snail farmers.
Oh, I think I've heard this story.
Yeah, they noticed that when they got cuts on their hands, they'd heal really quickly and without scarring. Mm-hmm. And they realized it was because they were constantly handling snails.
That's amazing. So it's like an old remedy that's getting new attention. Is it all about skincare, though? Or are there other potential applications for snail secretion being explored?
Well, that's what's really exciting about all this. Because there are so many different types of snail mucus, each with, slightly different properties, the potential uses go way beyond just skincare.
Okay, like what?
Well, for one, there's a lot of research being done on its antimicrobial properties, so, yeah. Potentially using it to fight infections.
Okay, so like snail slime antibiotics?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And there's also some really promising research going on in the area of anti-cancer treatment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're looking into how certain components of snail secretion might be able to target and destroy cancer cells.
That's incredible.
Right. And then, of course, there's the anti-inflammatory uses and even more advanced wound care applications, building on what those Chilean snail farmers discovered. And scientists are even looking at using components of snail secretion in, in food science, believe it or not, and for coatings on implants. And all kinds of other biotechnology applications.
Wow, it's really versatile stuff.
Yeah, it is. And here's another fun fact. Some of the elements in snail mucus show promise as anesthetics.
No kidding.
And there's actually already a pain medication out there called ziconotide that's derived from peptides found in sea snail venom.
Snail venom, that's hardcore.
It is. And they're even doing some, early research on whether snail secretion could play a role in regulating blood sugar.
Whoa. That would be a game changer for a lot of people.
For sure. And what's also really cool is that because different snail species have slightly different, secretions, we might find very specific uses for each one. Like, for example, they're working on developing tissue adhesives from snail mucus.
So targeted applications based on the snail.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing what they're doing with this stuff.
It really is. Okay, so it sounds like the big takeaway here is that snail secretion isn't just some trendy ingredient. It's actually a really complex substance, with a long history. And it seems like it has a future full of potential, and not just for skincare.
Absolutely. I mean, it just goes to show how incredibly complex nature is and how much we still have to learn from it.
It's really mind-blowing. And, thinking about all the different types of snail mucus out there and all the different snail species, it really makes you wonder what other incredible secrets are still out there waiting to be discovered.
Yeah. Who knows what else we might find?
Well, that's something to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was fun.
Until next time.